This is an early chapter three. Getting the cash, getting the gash without the stash. You get the cash. It's very easy. What you do is you call her up, whoever it is. High class babe. You just say, hey, great news. My folks sent me a big check because my grades were great. They told me if I had a B average, I'd get a $500 bonus check. Tell you what we'll do. Let's do it upright. I'm going to pick you up in a limousine. I'm going to take you out and then name the, you know, fanciest restaurant that's near you. We're going to do it, and then we're going to take the limo ride. We're going to ride downtown by the reflecting pool at midnight, where we are going to drink DP until we're talking in tongues, all right? So put on a nice gown, because I'm going to be wearing my tux. We're going formal tonight. So what you do then is you get a buddy of yours to drop you off at her house in your underwear. Smear some dirt all over yourself. Mess up your hair. Try to make yourself look like you've been roughed up. Maybe have a t-shirt on that's ripped. Ring her doorbell on your knees. She'll be there in her gown, all perfumed up, ready to go with her little purse. She'll say, my God, you just fall into her place. Poof. Help me. I've been robbed. Yeah, I was going out to meet the limousine guy, and I don't know what happened there. Somebody jumped me. That's all I know. There was two, three of them, maybe. They jumped me. They took all the money that I had. And geez, I had a nice dinner reservation. I'll have to call out. Look at this. Look at me. She'll say, should we call the police? You say, oh, God, no. They're long gone. Too humiliated. They're going to file a report about it. I don't want people to know that I was left in my underwear on a street corner. Well, she'll drag you in and she'll feel sorry for you. I mean, you know, admittedly, she's going to be a little disappointed. Ain't no limousine, ain't no fancy damn dinner. But, I mean, her compassion, her motherly instincts will take over. I mean, there you are. You've been bruised. You've been humiliated. She'll say, well, we could have our own party here. I have a bottle of wine. First, you better get into the shower. So now you get into the shower. Take a nice hot shower, and she'll give you one of her bathrobes to wear. You'll talk. You eat a bag of Fritos or whatever she's got in her place. Keep in mind, now, you haven't spent 1 cent so far on this date. After a while, you'll look very vulnerable to her, wearing her bathrobe that barely conceals your manly pockets. You'll sit down on the couch and heady with wine and giggling over the crazy turn of events. It won't be long before Ned Nodule is brought to bear. And you'll smile to yourself as you enjoy the ultimate fait accompli. You'll be thinking the whole while. Total outlay, zero. Oh, that's good. That is so sweet. When you want to leave, it's very simple. You just pick up the telephone. You say, my God, I forgot to cancel the reservation at the restaurant. God, they're going to hit me $50 cancellation fee on my Visa card. And you dial up your buddy's house. You say, hello, is this Lydia Swasipu? Yeah, I'd like to cancel my reservation. That's the signal to your buddy to be waiting outside in the car. And when she goes to the can the next time, you drop a robe there on the couch, run out, dive in the car, and...
Changing the way Washington talks. It's the Grease Man, mornings on DC 101.